Okay, that's why Mites Amid Aleph, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shoye Yoreh Shema Tisaber. So we learned last week about 2 days Shabbos, 2 days Shabbos Yondav back to back. Now we're going to learn about Shabbos. Now we're going to learn about 2 days.
Back-to-back, 2 days Shabbos?
No, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah are not the same like the Shabbos and Yondav. To Shabbos and Yondav, Vada have Kedusha. But the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, really, it's only 1 day is Rosh Hashanah, the other day is not Rosh Hashanah. Let's see. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shehayu Yoreh Shema Tisaber. You referred that in the Rosh Hashanah Tisaber, it's now the 30th day of Elul, and the witnesses have not yet arrived. And we do not know if the witnesses will arrive automatically this day, the 30th day of Elul, will be Rosh Hashanah. But the witnesses have not yet arrived. And if the witnesses do not come by Mincha, automatically today the remainder of the day is Kodesh, and tomorrow there will be 30 days in Elul, and the next day will be Rosh Hashanah. That means it's going to be a 2 day Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, okay, fine. So you don't know what's going to be. Right now it's the 29th day, and it's approaching the 30th day, and you have no way of knowing if it's going to be a 2 day Rosh Hashanah or it's going to be a 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So you say to yourself on the tzad that it's going to be a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. I want to be able to travel in two different directions for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So you right away say this Mishnah is repetitious. It's the same exact halacha, the same exact machlekes for Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, all the various opinions we learned in the previous sugya. When there's a Shabbos and you have the back to back, is it shtei kedusha or is it kedusha achas? Maybe we can say the same thing when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So here we go. So we may Rosh Hashanah Shai Yoreh Shem and Saber. Ma'arav Adam, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin. You can make two separate Eruv Maltanai for the two potential days of Rosh Hashanah. You'll say, Eruv Berishon L'Mizrach. On the first day, I want to go east. Or V'Sheni L'Marav. Berishon L'Marav. Or you say, on the first day, L'Marav, V'Sheni L'Mizrach. Or Eruv Berishon V'Sheni B'Nairi. The first day, I'm making Eruv. The second day, I know Eruv. I'm going to be like the people in my city. Or Eruv B'Sheni, I won't have an Eruv. On the second day, Berishon K'B'Nairi. V'Loi Hoidu Loi Chachomim. The Chom disagree. They hold that it's going to be Kedusha Ach. So here we have Shita, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the Tana that spoke about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here, when we're discussing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Eliezer is not mentioned. The only one that's mentioned is Rabbi Yehuda. And he tells us clearly it's two separate Kedushas. And in Mele, you can make two separate Eruvim. One Lemizrach, one Lemarav. The Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon say it's one Kedusha. V'loi hoidu loi chachamim. They disagree, it's one Kedusha. You only can make one Eruv for both days. Let's see further. Now we have another halacha. The world will discuss all of these different issues in one moment, all the details, but right now we have another halacha, second halacha. The Yoyd Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Adam, being that it's two different Kedushas, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, two Kedushas, we know that you're not allowed to be Mafresh Shum and Meiser on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be Mafresh on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can be Mafresh on the first day, Al-Tanai, on the Tzad that today is Rosh Hashanah, then I don't want to do anything. But on the Tzad that today is not Rosh Hashanah, that today is Chol, I want to be Mafresh, this basket A shall be Trum and Meiser for basket B. And you do the same exact thing on the second day, and Mon of Shach on the second day, it's Mutar, because since only one of the 2 days is Kedusha, since only 1 day and then it's two separate so Mon of Shach, it's going to be good. Let's just see the words inside. It's clear. Now this is not 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this is the new case. This is 2 days of Yom Tov. 2 days of Yom Tov. Yechol b'sheni. I'm saying the correct halacha. Shal tevel b'yom tov rishon shal dov. This is Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry. This is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You can be masneh. Adam al hakalkol on a basket, b'yom tov rishon, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, v'oichla b'sheni, and I can eat it on the second day. I'm going to be mafresh both days, and each day I'm going to make a tanai. If today has Kedusha, then I'm not doing anything. Then the second day you make a tanai. If yesterday had Kedusha, then today is Chol. If today is Chol, I want to be mafresh my Trum and Meiser, and then you can eat it. If yesterday was Chol and today is Kodesh, then yesterday my Hafrosha was a valid Hafrosha and today I can eat it. So Mon of Shach, there are 2 days. Well, yes, that's the next. V'chein beitza. Read the next words. V'chein beitza shelo dober rishon toichal b'sheni. If you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, a beitza is born laid on one day, you can eat it on the second day, manav shach. If yesterday was choil, so it's mutul l'chatchila. Today is Yom Tov, the egg was laid on a day of choil, so there's no prohibition for me to eat something that was prepared erev Yom Tov. If yesterday was Kodesh, so yesterday it was Muksa, because yesterday it was born. That's the real case of Noilat. But if yesterday was Kodesh, today is Choil. So today is like a Sunday. So of course I should be allowed to eat it today. So Manav Shach, 2 days Rosh Hashanah are, 1 day is Kodesh, 1 day is Chol. So there's no Isser of Hafrashas, Chumah, Maisa when you do it all tonight, both days. And there's no Isser of Muksa, of Noilat, when it's late on 1 day, because Manav Shach, 1 day is Chol, 1 day is Kodesh, so the second day, if the beitz is laid on the first day, manav shach, the second day, it's mutter. Either yesterday was chol, so it was chol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, correct. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Master dam al chakol biyantem mevushim mechol b'sheni v'chim mitzvah shnod mevushim mechol b'sheni. V'loy hoydu loy chachamim. They disagree. Because the Chachamim hold the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's Yoyma Arichta. It's one long Kedusha. So it's like an egg was laid 6 o'clock in the morning, you cannot eat that egg 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Because it's one continuous day. If you want, if you have a basket of Truma, and you make a Tanai, I want to be Mafresh, there's no way you can divide up the day. Today is Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Mafresh, Truma Meiser. There's no solution in this case, according to the Chachamim that hold the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one continuous day of Kedusha. Next halacha. Rabbi Doisa ben Ahirkin is Omer. Ha'ivel lefnei teiv nu halacha. Ha'ivel lefnei teiv yom tov rishon Rosh Hashanah. Omer. You make this the nusach hatfila. When you daven in Rosh Hashanah, you say, Ribbono shel Olam, my prayer is conditional. I don't know if today is Rosh Hashanah or not. Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us. Hachalitzenu, it means to release us from our difficulties, like chalitza sanoal. Or hachalitzenu can mean yabs, it depends, it also can mean when you say chilutz atzamas. On Rosh Hashanah, Birchas Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? We should be zecher to a chodesh of chilutz atzamas. The word chilutz comes from the word chalitza. Many times you have in Tanakh a word, yishrosh yisharesh. The same letters can mean the opposites. Can mean, it all depends on how you put the nikudos. Yishrosh, it shall take root. Yisharesh means to uproot. Chalitza means to release, to loosen the shoe. Chilutz, same exact letters, but instead of chalitza, chilutz, the shura with a chiruk, chilutz means to strengthen, to put into place. You want your bones to be firmly put in their sockets. So you mevakesh for a chodesh of chilutz atzamos. Our bones shall be firmly inserted in the sockets. That's because it's chilutz. But when you change the kudos, the same letters, it means pumfakeret. Chalitza means it should be loosened. It should be removed from its socket. When you use shoes, we chalitzas hanoal to loosen the straps of the shoe. I'll give you a drush. Why is Yerushalayim called Tzion? What does Tzion mean? Tzion in Tanakh is what's called Tzoyon. What is Tzoyon? Tzoyon means a land that's dry, arid, no moisture, completely dry. When you take that same word, Tzoyon, and you change the Niko to Tzion, it means a land that's wet. And Chazal's terminology, what is Mayim? Hoy kol tzomei l'chula Mayim. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. Eretz Yisrael is called Tzion. It's a land that's wet. Wet with what? Torah. So here we have this word hachalitzenu. The way it's being used over here, according to most mafarshim, is strengthen us. Even though chalitza means to release, some commentators learn it means to release us from our tzaras. The pashas means strengthen us. Hashem lokeinu was yom rosh hachodesh hazeh. Here's what we found in Mishnah: im hayoim im lemachar. Ribbono shel Olam, today, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Well, every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. It's Aleph Tishrei. But you know, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, it might really be today Chavt. It might be Lamed Elul. So I'm not really sure. So Ribbono shel Olam, strengthen us on this day, on this Rosh Chodesh, if today is Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not, then, you know, then it's okay. Put it on hold. And tomorrow, the next day, you say, Nachmal, Hachalit Sin Hashem Lakin B'yom Rosh HaChodesh, B'yom HaZeim, HaYom Rosh HaChodesh. It's a very bizarre type of tefillah. We're not used to such a tefillah, but this is the sheet of Rabbi Yodos, but Hokin Yisrael, HaYol Fe'ayol Fe'ateyev, B'yom Neshav Roshana, Omer Hachalit Sin Hashem Lakin B'yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeim, HaYom Im L'macha. If it's today, what?
Is he a brother to
Rabbi Lazar? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
What do they do about Easter?
They blow both. No, both days, of course. Let's see, we'll get to that a little bit later on, but we have to try to cover some ground. Will some of these things the Gemara will touch upon, and the other things it's discussed elsewhere. Because after Rosh Hashanah, you have all of these issues discussed in much greater detail. Let's go by it. Im Hayem Ulmachar. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, what is the Nusach HaTzvila? Im Hayoim Im Emesh. Hashem HaChalitzeinu, strengthen us on this day. If today is Rosh Chodesh, and if not, then yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, so you already did it for us yesterday. V'lo yehoidu lo chachamim, the chachamim disagree. That's not the way you daven. When you daven to Hashem, you have to be clear. You have to be absolute. That, like the halacha l'maaseh, like we do today. We have sfeik of the yom. There's no, as far as we're concerned, if it's someone who will not know what's going on, you walk in from the street. There's no suffix. The second day yom tif is the real deal. You can't tell the difference. We can't tell the difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, even though according to the calendar, Yom Tov Sheni, Goshul Golius, is Mamish Chol. But the Nusach HaTzvila and the Hag of the Yom is Mamish Kilu. It is 100%. No Sveikas Yom Tov. That's a Shita of the Chacham, and that's Holy Paskin. Now, we have here in the Mishnah many different issues. The first issue is the issue of making an Erev. Okay, that's the first issue. The first issue is Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days, Rosh Hashanah. And you want to make two separate Eruvim. Rabbi Yehuda says, go right ahead. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate Kiddushos. You can make an Erev Mizrach on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, and an Erev Ma'ariv on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. But, V'loy hoidu loy chachamim. In fact, the Gemara, man, loy hoidu loy, who is the chacham that do not agree? Amar Rav, Rabbi Yosi. The chacham is none other than Rabbi Yosi. Where do we find Rabbi Yosi? Tanya in the Bible, Chacham, Boyd, Chacham, Rabbi Elazar, Bershana, Shahiyare, Shemeth, Sabah, Marv, Adam, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. Remember Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer was in the previous Mishnah. He discussed Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Yom Tov Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Kiddushos, and along came the Chacham and said, no, we don't agree with you. It's not two Kiddushos. It's a Suffolk. Suffolk. Two Suffolk one. That was the Chacham in the previous Mishnah. We had three opinions. The Chacham had a Suffolk. However, Moedim Chachamim L'Rabbi Loz the Rosh Hashanah. Even though we disagree with you, we don't hold that as two Kiddushos when it comes to Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Shabbos. But we do agree that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we agree in Maskim that it's two Kiddushos. Rosh Hashanah is different than Shabbos. It's very partial to Svar. Makes a lot of sense. Because Shabbos Yom Tov, that's the real deal. It's a real Shabbos, it's a real Yom Tov. They're back to back. Chazal and Mechazik, the 2 days, they gave it one continuous Kedusha. Because it's the real deal, it's a real Kedusha. But 2 days Rosh Hashanah? There's no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's only because we don't know when the Levana was in the Scottish, not in Scottish. We have no choice to be Nayi Kedusha. So it's not the real thing. Also, here the Chum say, here we have no Sveikas. Here we're masking. Here it's going to be two separate Kedushas, and you have to make an Erev for 2 days, so you can make two separate Eruvim. Moedim Chacham Rabbi Elazar Rosh Hashanah Shayar Yishar Yara Yishashem et Esaber Me'arev Adam Shnei Eruvim V'yoyim Eruvim B'rishon L'mizroch V'shen L'mar B'rishon L'mar V'shen L'mizroch Eruvim B'rishon in the first round of Erev Sheni kibne iri or a ruve b'sheni v'rishon kibne iri. Fine, Rabbi kibne iri. Period. Rabbi Yosi oiser. However, Rabbi Yosi says when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's oiser. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi says it's one kedusha. So b'meila, now we can figure out that when it says here the chachamim in this mishnah, the loy hoydu loy chacham, it's one kedusha. It's Rabbi Yossi. It's very interesting because the previous Mishnah we had the Chachamim, and that's not Rabbi Yossi. You have the same word Chachamim, and the Chachamim this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and the Chacham of the previous Mishnah Shabbos Yom Tov is not the Chachamim. It's a different, because how do we know it's not? Because we have here in this Braisa, it clearly explains that the Chacham would agree to the Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be two different Kedushas. And here, who's the one that's speaking in this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's amazing. We have Rabbi Yehuda, who is really taking the place of Rabbi Eliezer, and we know from the Braisa that the Chacham of the previous Mishnah will agree to Rabbi Eliezer, which will agree to Rabbi Yehuda, and now we have the Chacham which doesn't agree. This is a new person that we never heard of before, and this is Rabbi Yossi, holds that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is one continuous Kedusha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, I'm right. I'm going to prove to you that I'm right, that it's one continuous Kedusha. How do I know this? This is your question you're asking. This was the minhag. It used to be the minhag. The minhag was that it's the 30th day of Elul. The 30th day of Elul is a question mark. It might be the 30th day, but if witnesses come, any time from the night of the 30th day, all the way until Tzeis HaKachavim the next day, automatically, retroactively, day 30 becomes day 1, and the previous month only had 29 days. So what happened? Happened 1 year that it was getting late, right? And the witnesses didn't come. They davened Ma'arif. I don't know what kind of Ma'arif they davened. Well, exactly, they said Nusach of Ma'arif. And it was Shachris. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to offer the Karbanos. So we're waiting. We can wait until the very last moment. No problem. As far as the Karbanos are concerned, we can wait until the very end of the day to bring. The only thing that's unique is the Musaf. The Musaf will be Machmir. We're going to assume that it might turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. So no one should do Melacha. It could very well be they blew Shofar, right? Or Meirfield. They probably blew Shofar, Misafik, right? They blew Shofar. No problem. But what about Karbanos? So no Karbanos, just the Talmud Shel Shachar, the Talmud Shel Shachar. What about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Par Echad, Ayel Echad, Kvasim Neishanah Shiva Tanimim. 7 Kvasim Par Echad, Ayel Echad. What do they do? What do they do? Well, we'll wait. We'll wait until the very last moment of the day. No problem. We can wait. But there's one thing they couldn't wait for, and that is they have to sing Shira. Every day the Levim are mechuyev to sing Shira, and they sing Shira by the time in the morning. So they don't know, what should we do? Should we sing the Shira of, let's say it's a Sunday morning, should we sing the Shira of Hayoyim Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shabbos Hayoyim Beis HaMikdash L'David Mizmar, or should we sing the Shira of Rosh Hashanah? What was Shira of Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. Whatever it was, whatever the Shira of Rosh Hashanah was, should we sing the Shira of Rosh Hashanah? So they know what?
Reuben.
What?
I say it's Reuben,
lady. What's the Shira of Rosh Hashanah? Shira of Rosh Hashanah is Bakesel Yom Chagin Yichog Lishal Mishvul Lekayaka Meir. That's Eldar Shemayri. That's Eldar Shemayri, right? Eldar Shemayri. So maybe that was the Shira. It says that. I don't know. Whatever it is. So they didn't know what to do. So they decided, you know what? Then the witnesses are not here. It's already late in the day. It's already, let's say, whatever it was already in the afternoon. No, so we're going to sing the Shira Shel Chol. And then, 5 minutes after the Levim sang the Shira Shel Chol, the witnesses arrived. Okay, no harm done. The witnesses arrived. That means retroactively it's Rosh Hashanah. And now we still have plenty of time during the day to bring the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There's plenty of time left. But the great tragedy was they sang the wrong Shira. Now to us, big deal, right? To us, if you go to shul one day and you daven, right? You think it's Wednesday and you say the Shira for Wednesday, and then you go home, and while you're eating breakfast, he goes, wait a minute, today's Tuesday, I said the wrong Shira. Does it really bother you? It should. Okay, but if it does bother you, how much does it really bother you that you said the wrong Shira? I said, instead of saying the Shira of Tuesday, I said of Wednesday. Wednesday, Tuesday. I just lost track of what the days. I'm very busy. I lost track of the days. I said the wrong Shira. The Levim, it bothered them to no end that they sang the wrong Shira. Now, it's hard for us to appreciate why it's such a tragedy, but it is. And there are different reasons given. First of all, simonim milsa. So one shot is, we know in Rosh Hashanah we're obsessed with simonim. You eat the head of an animal, or the head of a fish, and you eat this and you eat that. We're obsessed with simonim milsa. If you sing the wrong shira, it's a bad simon. Also, another deeper interpretation is the entire Rosh Hashanah is the creation of man. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. What is man? Is a medaber. What is the highest form of dibur? Shira. Shira is not just a sing, it's a sophistication of dibur. There's baby sounds, then there's talk like adults, but to sing shira, this is the spitz of the koyach hadibur. Reuven understands this. This is the koyach hadibur in its fullest form. Memela, on the anniversary where Adam Harishon was born, you sing the wrong shira? This is a tragedy for what the whole essence of Rosh Hashanah represents. Okay, it seems very, you really go out a big deal, they said the wrong shira. And because of this, this should never happen again. So they decided, in the future years, if the witnesses don't come by a certain period of time, guess what? We're going to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's Taka. Today is going to have the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah because we don't want to make this day retroactively into a Yom Chol. And tomorrow will also be Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. This day is going to be imbued with the sanctity of Rosh Hashanah according to Chazal. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And that way there's no mistake in the Shira. So that's what they did. So what do we see now? What does that mean? It means that if the witnesses don't come by a certain period of time, as Chazal said, even if witnesses will come later on, too bad. We're not going to accept them. So Chazal showed that we're giving this day a special Kedusha. So it's obviously Yom HaRichta. It's one long day. It's not Sveika de Yoma. How can you, Rabbanan, tell me that when we come 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's really one day has Kedusha, one day is Chol, if really the second day has Kedusha and the first day is Chol, so they should allow them to do Malacha. The fact that the Beis Din did not allow them to do Malacha, no matter what they have, the witnesses do not come by a certain period of time, you cannot do Malacha for the remainder of the day. You have to be Noig Oysa Hayam Kodesh L'Malacha Kodesh, and the Shir they're going to sing is the Shir that's going to be for Rosh Hashanah. It's not full Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah on this day. So you see that it's Kedusha, it's the real deal. It's one long Kedusha. It's not a Sveika D'Yoma type of situation. So how then can you, Chacham, tell me that you have 2 days, it's Sveika D'Yoma, and you can make two separate Eruvim, two separate Kedusha, one is Chol, one is Kodesh. You see, not like that. You see, Chazal said, we're giving this day a full-fledged Kedusha, even though we know that today really is Chol. We know that it's going to be Chol. Witnesses are here. We're telling them, go away, we don't want to accept you. We don't want to make today Chol, we're going to give you Kedusha. So that was the title. And the Rabbanan responded, it's not a Kasha. Not true. It's not true. We give it 2 days Kedusha, but the MS is the first day is Mamish Chol. Why then? Because in order to be a chazek, it's like a lomdish din. This is like a real tifa lomdish gemara. It's really chol, but in order that people should not be mezalzel in the kedushas hayom next year, because next year will be at night, will be in the early in the morning, people will say, listen, it's 50-50. Witnesses may come later on in the day. I'll take my chances. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do malacha. I'm willing to take my chances. Statistics tell me that I have a good chance witnesses will come at the end of the day, and that means that today is really going to be chol. And then what happens? Witnesses don't come. Witnesses don't come, and the whole day, witnesses don't come. Or all the way around. Witnesses will come. Witnesses will come. You'll say the chance are witnesses won't come. Right? That's the chance. You'll say, I'll take my bets. I'll take my chances. Witnesses are not going to come. So at night time, or it's early in the morning, before the Zman, before the cutoff point, mincha time, I'll take my chances. Witnesses are not going to come. If witnesses do not come, that means that today is Chol. Because last year, what happened last year? Last year, witnesses didn't come. And then what's going to happen? Because if it's possible for the day to go both ways, it might be, might not be, you'll take your chances. So Chazal said, no taking chances. We don't want you to take chances. We want you to win with Mechazek. They said, automatically, the 30th day was always going to be a day of Kedusha. no matter what. If witnesses will come, it's Kaddish. If witnesses don't come, it's also Kaddish. The only difference is if witnesses don't come, today is Kaddish and tomorrow is Kaddish. But today is always Kaddish. If we're going to allow witnesses to come to the very end of the day, that can mean that sometimes today is Kaddish, sometimes it's not Kaddish. It can vary. Sometimes day 30 is Kaddish, sometimes it's not Kaddish. So I'll take my chances. That's a zilzal. Allowing people to take their chances. This is difficult. Chazal said we're not going to take chances, we're giving Kedusha. But it's not because in essence, the essence, we're giving it Kedusha. We're not giving the day Kedusha. It does not have Kedusha. And that's why you can make two separate Eruv. An Eruv to the east, Eruv to the west. It does not have a real Kedusha. Rabban, it's not a Raya. Chosam, Kiyek, Lilzalzal, look at Rashi very quickly. Rashi, Tab Rashi. Rabban, Amrilo, Chosam, Nami, Kevon, the Nitchel, Yom, Mochras, Havei, Rishon, Chol. The first day is going to be Chol. The loy have a kodesh elchad. The only real day of kedusha is the second day. The first day really is chol. And there you can make two separate eruvim. V'had the tikkun legamri hayoyim bekedusha. Why would the misak in the first day should be kedusha? Ki hechi de loy lezalzulei biyom lamed shal shana hacheres. The following year, the e shari yislu lasos b'malacha min haminchu lemal. If witnesses do not come after mincha zman. After 6 o'clock, whatever is mincha ketana, mincha time, the witnesses do not arrive. You're going to allow them to do malacha. Kishu yodim sheyitcha yisalim lemeva bei nami kodim mincha. V'shema yevo edim kodim mincha. Because what's going to happen? People are going to take their chances. They're going to do malacha. It's 50-50. But what may happen the following year? Witnesses will come before mincha. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and you'll say, "Listen, last year witnesses didn't come." And because it didn't come, retroactively, day 30 turned into a day of chol. So Mastam, it's going to be the same thing this year. Witnesses are not going to come, I'll take my chances. And then what happens? Witnesses show up at 11:30 a.m. So now it turns out that retroactively, Umechal Yom Tif. Today is Kaddish. They did not want people to take those chances. Therefore, they declared that both is a Kedusha. So that's what we're machim. Okay, but that concludes the word. Next. Then the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, in addition to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there's another Chumrah, another Halacha that will make, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person can be master, you can be mafris, Shuman Meiser, on 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Make a tanai on day one, and make a tanai on day two, and one of shach eat the truma, eat the tevel, eat the shirayim on day two. Oops, another question over here is why do we need the Mishnah to teach us this halacha? Once the halacha, this halacha has been taught, the shtei kedushas has been taught with regard to Erev, so it's a given, it's automatic, the same halacha will be true when it comes to, the same halacha will be true when it comes to the kakala. No, we need both. Yash, we need the Rav Shana, the first case of Rosh of the Erev. Why? You're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're sitting home, and you're putting aside two separate Eruvim, and you're making two separate Eruvim. Aval kilkola de merci kimisakin. Tivla. In the case of Erev, you've made the Tanai before Rosh Hashanah began. It's before there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, two portentous Rosh Hashanah coming up, and before the 2 days come up, you put down two Eruvim. I don't know what's going to be. Is it going to be a 2 day Rosh Hashanah? Is it going to be a 1 day Rosh Hashanah? So I put out an Eruv here, an Eruv there. For the first day, one day L'Mizrach, the second day L'Marv. Now Rosh Hashanah begins. Am I doing anything on Rosh Hashanah itself? No! Everything has been prepared beforehand. That's why Rabbi Eliezer is going to be very. That's why the Rabbi Huda is very generous. It's okay, but when it comes to the kalkola, the basket, I'm doing a ma'is mamish on Rosh Hashanah. On the first day Rosh Hashanah, I have in front of me two baskets, and I make a declaration. If today is choil, I want basket number one to be true, and ma'is basket number two. And if today is kodesh, forget it. Erase it. Delete what I have said. No such thing. And then on day two, you do the Zel Bazach. If yesterday was Chol, I did it already yesterday. But if today is Chol, I want to do it. You're doing a Maisa Bo Bayom. It's much worse. That's a Zilzul. A Zilzul in the Kedusha Sayoim to do such a Tanai. So maybe in this case, Rabbi Yudel is masking to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that it's Osir. The Avokakalu, the Mexican Misakin Tivla Ema would say, Mudul Rabbanan to Rabbi Yossi, Kamashla, no. even in this case, he's lenient. There's alayu. If we're going to be mat there, no harm will come in other areas of halacha. Aval beitza the ikal mikzabei mishum perus hanoishrin or mishum mashkin shazavu. Ema modul rabbi on and tzricha. Another two of examples. A beitza shenol the bezer. The halacha is a beitza. It's very similar in concept. The Gemara says, "Sorry, this is a little confusing. This idea." The Gemara is talking about the beitza. If an egg comes out of a chicken on Shabbos, in people's minds, it's just like a fruit falling off a tree, and it's just like if you have a cluster of grapes, and that somehow the liquid, the juice, oozes out of the grapes or the fruit. You have fruit. You have a basket of fruit. They're liquid. Whether it's grapes, whether it's oranges, whether it's anything, and the juice leaks, just drips out of the fruit on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that when it comes to fruit, let's talk about the case of fruit. If you have fruit and liquid oozes from the fruit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink that liquid. Why not? I didn't do a malacha. I care myself. If we're going to let you drink the liquid this Shabbos, next Shabbos, you may take the fruit and actually squeeze it. And squeezing fruit on Shabbos is a malacha de'oraisa of dosh. It's a malacha de'oraisa. So even though I didn't do anything, it's in a basket, it's a hot day, and the fruits are very soft, and the pressure of the fruit itself caused the liquid to be released, technically it's mutter, gezeira. If we let you drink the liquid, who knows, in your mind, you'll get corrupted. Next week, you may take the fruit and actually squeeze the fruit. Let's say a fruit falls off a tree. Are you allowed to eat the fruit? Of course. Technically, why not? I didn't do any malacha. If we're going to let you eat the fruit that fell off the tree this Shabbos, next Shabbos, you're going to remember, I remember last Shabbos, I had a delicious apple that fell off the tree. I also want to have an apple. A good experience. So this Shabbos, you go out to the backyard, there are no apples on the ground. So you'll go, you'll climb the tree, you'll pull off a fruit off the tree. So Chazal said, when it comes to an egg, if a chicken lays an egg, if we're going to let you eat the egg, if we're going to go and let you eat the egg, it's muksa, it's noilat. Okay? Besides the issue of noilat, that it's muksa, it was born on Shabbos, if we're going to let you eat the egg in a situation where technically it's mutter, for example, 2 days Yom Tov, right? It was 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and Be'ah Shnol DeBezen Muteres Bezef. If we're going to let you do it, but it's also one long day. It's one long day. It's 2 days together, so there is some degree of one kedusha. You'll say, look, an egg was laid, and I'm allowed to eat it. Eating an egg that's laid is just like a fruit that falls off a tree. The egg comes out of the chicken. Fruit comes off a tree. Liquid comes out of fruit. So just like Chazal are letting me eat the egg that was laid on Shabbos, I can also eat fruit that falls off a tree or drink liquid that comes out of fruit. And once I can drink that liquid or eat that fruit, I can go up on the tree and actually pull the fruit off the tree, or I can squeeze the grapes. So it's a gezerah. So even though Rabbi Yehuda is very generous and may allow you to make a double Erev, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there's no harm. I'm not doing anything. I'm not mamish. I did everything before. Even by the case of El Kalkala, I'm mafish chumas maisris. It's a chiddush. I'm doing a maisa. It's a zilzal. No, it's okay. But there's no harm. There's no other area of halacha that you can confuse the case of being mafish chumas maisa. But if we're going to be so generous and allow you to eat an egg that was laid on the first day Rosh Hashanah, on the second day Rosh Hashanah, in your mind is all tzimisht. You'll say, look, it's one day Rosh Hashanah. It's all one. It's all, you know, blends into one big war Rosh Hashanah. I can eat an egg that was laid on Rosh Hashanah, so I could also eat fruit that falls off a tree. I could also drink liquor which is squeezed out of fruits, and I could also go and take the fruit off the tree, squeeze the fruits. Maybe we should be machmir. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, guess what, even in this case we are not going to be machmir. That's why it's mut. Tanya, now that we've used this halach in much more detail, Tanya, Kate San Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Amud Masna, Adam Akakola, Beyond, what exactly is the Kate Hefetimsa, where you being Masna, Alakakola, on Yom Tov? Alakola. Beyond, Rishon, Yachle, Besheni. What's the case where you can Masna the first day, you can the second day? Here is the example. Hayu Lufana, if you have in front of you, Shte Kalkolos, Sheltevel. Here's the case. Just review, we already discussed all outside. If you have in front of you two baskets, Shel Tevel, Omer, it's the first day, Rosh Hashanah, you make the following declaration, Im Hayoyim Chol, if today is Chol, if today is not Yom Tov, because witnesses will not arrive, Ulamachar Kodesh, and that means tomorrow is going to be Aleph Tishrei, today is really Chavtes, is Chalamet Elul, and then today is Chol. Then I want at this moment time to hey zo truma al zo. I want basket number one to be truma for basket number two. Fine. V'im hayoyim kodesh. If today is kodesh, today is really Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is the day of chol. It's Beis Tishrei tomorrow. Ulmachol ein bidvari klum. Then forget about it. What I said is just nonsense. Ignore what I said. The koryo lehashem, and then you declare, you make this Tanai, and then you say, it's Truma. My Hafroshas Truma is conditional, and then you actually designate it as Truma. But again, based upon the condition you made one moment ago. Umanicha, and you don't eat it. You're not allowed to eat it today on the first day, because maybe today really is Kodesh. And if today is Kodesh, then there was no Hafrosha done altogether. Umanicha, Ulamachar, tomorrow on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, you repeat the process. Huaymer, im hayem chol, today is chol, today to do Truma al zo. If today is Chol, then I want to be Mafesh Truma right now. V'imayom Kodesh, ein midvari klom. But yesterday I already did it, because yesterday was Chol, so it was done. So Malam Shach, yesterday or today was done. The Koryo LaHashem, and now you actually set it aside like you did yesterday, but it's conditional. And now on the second day, Manav Shach V'Oichla, you can eat it, because Manav Shach, one of the 2 days is Chol, and Manav Shach, it was a good Hafrasha. Rabbi Yossi Oiser, he disagreed. Agrees. Rabbi Yossi says it's kula yom arichta, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's one long continuous kedusha. You cannot separate truma meiser 6 o'clock in the morning and do it again at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. One day. Likewise, when you have 2 days back to back, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's one continuous kedusha. There's no way on Yom Tov you're not allowed to be mafris truma meiser. So there's no choil. There is no moment of choil during this 48-hour period where it would work. V'chein hoy Rabbi Yossi oitzer b'shnei yom tov b'shal golius, and Rabbi Yossi is machmen, not only is he machmen when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, this is a very big chiddush, Rabbi Yossi is machmen even when it comes to the shnei yomim tov b'shal golius, which is Rosh Pesach and Sukkis and Shavuos, where the second day is only is mamish sveik of the yoma. There also he does not differentiate the same with more in the more detail. Look at Rashi, Liba Masal Bukhain, Rabbi Yossi Oysa B'Shem Tom Shal Golios, Kigoin Bez Yom Shel Pesach, Yat Seres, Usukos, Shatar Omro Yoim Echot Shabbosoin, Uve Goylo Oysin Shne Yom Mibne Sheruchoik Mi Bezin, Vein Yoidim Im, Hukavu Tishre Vidisan Biyam Shloshim, Obiyam Laman Aleph, Via Falgav, here's the important part of Rashi, Via Falgav, the Bisham Sophic, the Chadminai Chol, certainly, when it comes to the 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Shavuos, 1 day is Chol, it's only a Safek. Afilu Hachi Machmer Rabbi Yossi, he does not allow you to make conditions. V'hanach Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yikor Lu Shel Golios, when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the term Shel Golios is not appropriate, because they made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash HaYakayim, if the witnesses would not arrive by a certain period of time.
Why really Tachlis we make Rosh Hashanah 2 days?
We discussed that because of the witnesses, Shem Shtaka, before you came. Mibnei Sha'af B'Yushalayim, why? Mibnei Sha'af B'Yushalayim Pa'am, even the Yushalayim Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash HaYakayim, not Golos. Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash HaYakayim, not out in the Goyla. They also made 2 days Hayunasim Beis Yom, Goyin Shavuodim, like with the case of Minamin Cholamai, like we discussed above, when the witnesses come, Minamin Cholamai, then they have 2 days. So Rabbi Yossi says there's no difference between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, and the 2 days of Golias, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We give it one long kedusha, and we do not allow you to make two separate eruvim for the 2 days. We do not allow you to mafresh Truman Meiser on the 2 days, and we do not allow you to beitza shenol bezeh is asur bezeh lefi the shita of Rabbi Yossi only. The Mor says a story. Ahu bar tav. This story illustrates a lot of these halachas in much more detail. Ahu bar tav. There was a deer, a tzvi. Okay, anyone ever eat deer meat? It was a deer. Ahu bar tavi, the osl reish galusa. They were brought to the reish galusa. He lived in Babel, chutz liaretz, and he was the head of, he was the roisha, goyel of all of the people of Galus, and the goyim brought it to the home of the reish galusa. The itztayid biyamtiv rishon shel galus, the ishchid biyamtiv sheni. It was captured on the first day yamtiv, and it was brought to the reish galusa on the second day yamtiv, and it was shechted on the second day yamtiv. Now you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do a shechita.
Sure.
Okay, you're allowed to do shechita on Yom Tov. So Shail over here is now, but a malacha, what? It's say that you're not allowed to do, and a goy is not allowed to do on your behalf. Amiro la'akum is osser.
You're doing on your behalf.
The assumption here is that the goyim, since they brought to the Reish Galusa, they captured, they did a maisa, which for us would be chil Yom Tov on Yom Tov for the purpose of a Jew. And the rule is, if a goy does something which you may not do for you, if he does it for himself, then gezunt, hey, you can do whatever you want. But if a goy does it for you, and it's not letzarech mitzvah, so you don't have all of the hetem that you need to come on to, it is awesome. Okay, but now, but they shechted it.
So you did awesome by telling him to go for me.
Right, but over here, you didn't tell him to do nothing. You did not tell the goy to trap the deer. The goy on his own, no, he works at the Reish Galusa. He saw that there was a shortage of food, and the goy himself went out on the first day Yom Tov. He trapped a deer for the Reish Galusa. And what happened? On the second day, they shechted it, and they were serving it for lunch for the Suda on the second day of Yom Tov in the home of the Reish Galusa. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the halacha? It's Asa. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's one Kedusha. 2 days of Yom Tov is one long continuous Kedusha. If it was the first day Yom Tov, certainly it's going to be Asa. Because the first day Yom Tov, it's a Amir La'akam. It's like a Amir La'akam, a Malach was done on behalf of a Jew. It's going to be Asa. But now what's the Heter? Think about what would be a possible reason why it should be Mutter. Because it was the Malach was on the first day Yom Tov, and today is the second day Yom Tov. So Manav Shach. If the first day Yom Tov is Choyl, a Malach was not done. It was Chol yesterday when the deer was trapped. And if yesterday was Kodosh, today is Chol. If today is Chol, so you're allowed to do it. So if you hold like the Rabban, like Yehuda, that 2 days of Yom Tov are two separate Kedushas, it's sacred Sasafik, so Beitzah should know the Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, so it's Mutter. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that even 2 days of Goliyos is one long continuous Kedusha, it's a 48-hour period of one continuous Kedusha, then it's Osor. So here they're serving deer meat on the second day Yom Tov, when it was shechted on the first day. So this is a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So here, who is present? Rav Nachman, Rav Chista. So Rav Nachman, the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman was the Reish Galusa. He was the Rav Chista. Ochlu. Rav Nachman Reish Galusa. No, it was not Reish Galusa. Sorry, I'm not sure. Rav Nachman was not. He was not. They, by the way, Rav Nachman was a guest, and Rav Chista. Ochlu. They had no problem eating the deer. But Rav Sheshes, loy ochal. Rav Yossi. Rav Nachman says, this poor fellow, Rav Sheshes, he's being machmir, he's too machmir. So Amr Rav Nachman, my evin leila Rav Sheshes, what could we do for this poor fellow, Rav Sheshes? He's being machmir, he's too machmir. We gotta loosen him up, and then begin. The loy ochal bisra, the tav, he doesn't want to eat the deer meat. Rav Sheshes says, oh, I'm machmir. I'm not machmir. You're doing shloi kedin. I'm doing the halacha. You're avayonim. You're doing averus. Amr Rav Sheshes, v'chol hechi ochel. The Tani Issi. Issi taught a braisa. V'yamul Asam say, Issi taught a braisa. V'chein ha Rav Yossi oiser. And Rav Yossi, this goes back to what we learned above. Rav Yossi, he taught the braisa. Rav Yossi says, a beitza, shenol de bezeh, asura bezeh. Or the case of the Erev, it's also 2 days, one kedusha. The case of the Tevel, the Hafrosh Shumash Shemaisros. In other words, Issi taught halacha, the aim in halacha of Issi was, the chain hoyer Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yam tovishol goliyos. Issi taught the Braisa, and the Braisa was taught the name of Rabbi Yossi that 2 days of Yom Tov is one long Kedusha, and it's awesome. So don't tell me that I'm being machmer too much. I'm telling you what the halacha is, and you're the people over here that are making the big mistake. The chain hoyer Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yam tovishol goliyos. He taught a Braisa. Issi's Braisa was the Braisa of Rosh Hashanah. and of Tevel, and of Beitza, and along comes Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi asked, even when it comes to Shem Shal Golios, Omar Rav, Omar Kushi, that's not the Pshat. When it says Rabbi Yossi was Zoyser, B'shnei Yom Tam Shal Golios, you're not telling my Kushi, Dilm Hochamar. V'chein ha Rabbi Yossi Oyser, B'shnei Yom Tam, B'shnei, B'shnei, B'shnei Yom Tov Shal Roshana B'goyle. Sorry, B'shnei Yom V'chein hoyo Rabbi Yossi Oyser. How am I reading from English right? B'shnei Yom Tov Shal Roshana B'goyle. In other words, no. When Rabbi Yossi taught the halacha that it's one long kedusha, he's saying not only is it one long kedusha in Yerushalayim, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's also one long kedusha in Goyla, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Hav Minanat is because, here let me explain, very good question. The Hav Minanat is because, in why do they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim? The only reason why they keep him 2 days Rosh Hashanah Yerushalayim is because the witnesses come in a mincha l'mal. Now first you have to know, realize, not every year do they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah Yerushalayim. If the witnesses would arrive before Zman Mincha, how many days Rosh Hashanah were there? One. So most of the time probably was one day Rosh Hashanah, witnesses would come. Only in the years when witnesses would not come in Amincha Ulamala were there 2 days. So when they made 2 days, it was a special takana of 2 days. It was an event that was, maybe, I don't know if it was rare, maybe it was 50-50, whatever the situation was, but it wasn't all the time. Sometime it was ideally one day. In the event that witnesses didn't come, no, now we're going to make it 2 days. And when they make it 2 days, they gave it a special kedusha. This year it's 2 days. But in Galus, in Chutz Liaretz, it's always 2 days. Even if they're celebrating one day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, they're still going to have 2 days in Chutz Liaretz. Why? Sveika D'Yoyma. Just like the Sveika D'Yoyma for Pesach, for Sukkot, and for Shavuos. There's Sveika D'Yoyma. So Mamela, there's a very, very sound svara to say, there's a very important svara to say, that the din 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Galus is two kedushos. It's a suffix, because it's always going to be a suffix in Chutz Liaretz. Even if they're only going to have 1 day in Yerushalayim, it's still going to be a suffix in Chutz Liaretz. Whereas in Yerushalayim, when they're making it 2 days, it's a takana to extend the Rosh Hashanah into the second day, because the witnesses didn't come, so we have no choice in order to mechazek the kedusha of the first day to extend it to the second day. It's a special takana. So maybe there's a svara to say that even if we're going to be machmir in Yerushalayim to say it's one long kedusha, and Beitza Shanol de Bezah Suda Bezah, and not allow you to make Turivim, and not allow you to make a Tanaya for Bimafa Shuma Meiser, but in Chutz Liaretz, anyway, it doesn't make a difference. It's like the Yom, we can be Makel, and we can divide the 2 days. Oh, if that's Taka the case, then Beitza Shanol de Bezah Muteris Bezah. The deer that was trapped on the first day of Yom Tov is mutter to eat the second day Yom Tov. So this indeed is what. So this is what they told him when Rabbi Yossi said, "V'chein hay Rabbi Yossi oisa b'shnei Yom Tov shel Golius." You, Rabbi Sheshus, made a fatal mistake. You thought it means v'chein hay Rabbi Yossi oisa. All of the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, including Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. No, that's not what he meant. V'chein ha Rabbi Yossi oiser b'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis Rosh Hashanah. Just like in Yerushalayim, it's one continuous kedusha, so that extends to 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Chutz Liaretz, because Chutz Liaretz's Rosh Hashanah has to be equal to the Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, even though it's a different reason. We have to have the same type of Kedusha, not in Machalik between the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha and the Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz. But when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, where it's purely the Tzedakah D'Yomah, there even Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer that it's two Kedushas. If it's Kedushas, you can eat it. We have to go weiter. Let's see. V'chein Rabbi Yossi Yosef b'shei Yom Tov shel Golias Amrav Amai Kushia Dilma Hachi Kama V'chein Rabbi Yossi Yosef b'shei Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah b'goyla. So he said, I don't like that answer, because if that's correct, the Hachi shel Golios, if that's what it means, so he said back, if that's really what they meant, then the word Golios is not the right word. They should have said B'goyla Miboyle. They should have said V'chein Yosef b'shei Yom Tov shel Yom Tov b'goyla, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. The word Golios b'loshen Rabim is a hint that we're referring not just to Rosh Hashanah, we're referring to all of the Sholosh Regalim. So therefore he didn't like the answer. Abshesh liked the answer. Rabasi says, that's not a kasha. Even though it's talking true that it says Golios, my kasha deal mahachi kamar v'chein Rabbi Yossi oisa iser shnei yom tov shel Golios kishnei yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah lirabonon disharo. Okay, we accept your protest. We accept your hakpod. It says Golios. It doesn't say Goyla. It says Golios, which refers to Loshen Rab, to all of the Yom Tov Shel Golios. But it's still not a kasha. When Rabbi Yossi is oiser, what he means to say is not to be machmir, but to be maker. One more time. V'chein Rabbi Yossi oiser. Oiser iser. He made iser here means a lightweight iser. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there it's an iser chomor. Iser chomor, it's one kedusha. One kedusha, beitzah, shnol, lebezeh, asur, lebezeh. Two Eruvim is Aser. It's one Kedusha. But Rabbi Yoi V'chein HaRabbi Yoi Si Oyser, here in this context, it means he made a lightweight Iser. In Iser Kal, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios, with regard to Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Golios, like Kishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Lefi the Rabbanon. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi, even though I'm machmir by Rosh Hashanah, I'm makil by the Shalosh Regalim. By Rosh Hashanah, I hold this Kulucha de Kedusha. It's one Kedusha. One Kedusha based on Shabbos Rebezeh. But when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah, there I'm going to treat the Golios, the Shalosh Regalim, like Rabbi Yehuda treats the Rabban, who is Rabbi Yehuda, treats the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, Blakula, that it's two separate Kedusha, it's the Sharu, okay? So this is a debate. The Gemara at this point really feels that both of these Mahalchim are valid. Either you can learn, you can read the words, I think it's more posh and more literal, like Rabsheishas, he translated the words that Rabbi Yossi is Machmir across the board. It's one Kedusha by Rosh Hashanah and by the Shalosh Regalim. What would the result then be? The deer is Aser. The Rabbanan said to him, that's not the Pshat in the words of Rabbi Yossi. The Pshat in the words of Rabbi Yossi is Lekula. Rosh Hashanah Itaka is Machmir, but by the Shalosh Regalim is Meko. So they had this debate. The Meiler of Sheshes maintained his ground. He refused to eat the deer. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista said to him, you're making a big mistake, you're missing out on a good meal, there's no reason to be machmir, we have a new interpretation of the words of Rabbi Yossi, and you don't want to listen to us, so you're losing out.
You want to be a brisket.
Rav Sheshes, so what happened? The Gemara tells us a postscript to the story. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes came across at a later point in time, Rabba Bar Shmuel. Omalei, oh, tell me a chiddush. Yeah, you hear a good shir. Who do you learn by? I learn by this Rav. Tell me a chiddush in the sugya of Erevin. What do you learn in the daf? Amalei, tani ma midi b'kedushas b'kedushos. Amalei, yeah, tak, I have a chiddush. Amalei, tani ulan abunad the Mishnah. Moid Rabbi Yossi b'shtei yom tov shel Golios. I learned from my Rebbe that Rabbi Yossi admits when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, the Feirush explicitly that it's two kedushos. It's mutter. Beitza Shinol de Bezem Uteres Bezeh. In other words, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista were right that the translation of the words V'chein Ha Rav Yossi Oyser B'Shnei Yom Tam Shol Golios means Rav Yossi was Mako. He made the Isser by the Shalosh Golim, a lightweight Isser, just like the Rabbanon treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah lightly, just like the Rabbanon by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah very lenient. That's how Rav Yossi treated the Shalosh Golim Chutz Liaretz. So guess what, Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista were right, you were wrong, and therefore you lost out on a good meal. You lost out on not eating the deer on that day. Amal Esau says, Oy Gewalt. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. If you meet Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, don't tell them what you told me. Don't tell them about this conversation. I don't want them to know that I've been shown up. Amar Lei Mishkachas Luhu. If you find them, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Loi Teimo Luhu Velo Midi, keep your mouth closed. Don't reveal to them this conversation because I'll be embarrassed. They will know that I was wrong, they were right, and it's not fun being wrong, being shown up. Okay. Velo Midi. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Lidi Amar Lea Meimar, Hu Bar Tavi, another Maisa. I have a whole different story. I have an entirely different version of the story. It's a very strange gemara because normally when it comes to a story, you don't have different versions of the story. It's either what happened. Interpretation is different, and the halacha is different. But here we have a very unusual gemara. We mamish have an entirely different version of the story. What's this version? The case wasn't where the bird was trapped on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Ella michutz l'tchum asa. The bird, the deer, was brought outside the tchum yomtev, and it wasn't brought from the first day. It was bo bayom. It was the first day yomtev, and the guy brought a deer from outside the tchum. It wasn't trapped. It was in a cage. They brought it. So what's the shaila? The shaila is amula akum. A guy is not allowed to do for you a malacha, a malacha. It's an iser of taking from the tchum. Ella michutz l'tchum asa. Mando achil Rav Nachman in the story Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate the deer. Mando achil sava haba b'shul Yisrael zemut l'Yisrael acher. Who did they bring the deer for? They brought it for the Reish Gilusa. They did not bring the deer for Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Chista. They were unexpected guests. The deer was brought by the servant for the head of the household, for the Reish Gilusa. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista said, listen, it was brought for the Reish Gilusa. So he's not hungry, so we'll eat it. Oh, but a malacha was done. A malacha was done for Reuven. Shimon is allowed to be nana from the malacha. Haba, sabah, haba, b'shul, z'shul, zem, mutul, z'shul, acher. But Rav Sheshe says, no, uman, d'lo, yachal, Rav Sheshe, if you savar, no, when the servant brought the deer, he didn't bring the deer just for the Reish Galusa, because the servant, the Goyish servant, knew that the deed that the Reish Galusa has always unexpected guests, and someone's going to eat it, so he's bringing it for the yidden that are going to be present. The servant and the loyachal servant called the osi the Reish Galusa adaita to kula rabbanos. Anyone that brings something to Reish Galusa is bringing it not just to the Reish Galusa, he's bringing it. Otherwise, how could this be the version of the story of Aha ishtach Rav Sheshes l'drava Shmuel v'amalei? But we have the end of the story where Rav Sheshes he met Rabba and he said to him, "Tell me you learned something." He says, You hear such a thing, don't go back and tell the Rabbanan. That part of the story he holds never happened. It's the whole different version of the story, and the second half of the story never exists, because otherwise that would not make sense with the first part of the story.